KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking some local sports news for you. Just a few basketball games around the area last night. Most of the area games that were scheduled for Monday were postponed, for Tuesday rather, were postponed. But last night in boys hoops, Tri-Center, a winner over Audubon, 79-43. Ethan Alfers had a 23.8 rebound, 8 assist game to help lead the Trojans in that win. The other half of that girl-boy doubleheader saw Audubon upend Tri-Center, 58-41 in girls basketball. Aaliyah Hermanson with 17 points. J.C. Christensen had 17 points and a dozen rebounds, while Caitlin Nielsen had a 14.7 rebound night to help lead the way for Audubon in that victory. A three-week layoff was no problem as Drake remains undefeated. The Bulldogs erased a 17-point first-half deficit to beat Missouri State 68-61 last night as they moved to 14-0 on the season.
We just turned it up a notch, and we knew it. We knew it at halftime. We didn't play the way we've been playing, but this is why I love this group. There's no quit in them, and you know, even if we hadn't come out on the top, they weren't going to go down without a fight. So really proud of them.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries. Roman Penn scored 20 points as the Bulldogs outscored the Bears 42-20 in the second half, and they moved to 5-0 in the Missouri Valley Conference.
They're just such a resilient group, and they're connected. You know, they're together. They're really close, and they're all pulling for one another, and they don't care how we get there. They just want to get there. And, you know, on a night where you shoot 36% from the field and you're able to pull out a win on the road, I think says a lot about their gritty toughness and the leadership that we have inside that locker room.
Those two teams will close out their two-game series coming up tonight. Well, fifth-ranked Texas wasn't able to get a victory for their quarantined head coach. Austin Reeves scored 23 points, and 24th-ranked Oklahoma earned its fourth straight win by holding off the shorthanded Longhorns 80-79. Reeves hit a couple of free throws with 18 seconds left for the final margin. Texas played without coach Shaka Smart, who announced Monday that he has COVID-19 and is in isolation from the team and his family. The Longhorns also were without starters Courtney Ramey and Jericho Sims, along with backup Brock Cunningham. The school did not immediately give a reason why those players were unavailable. Alabama completed its first season sweep of Kentucky in 32 years as Jaden Shackelford provided 21 points to lead the ninth-ranked Crimson Tide past the Wildcats 70-59. Sharif Cooper had 28 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists to lead Auburn to an 88-82 upset over number 12 Missouri. Number 18 Tennessee overcame 37% shooting to beat Mississippi State 56-53. Jalen Crutcher poured in 27 points as Dayton, a 76-71 winner over number 22, St. Louis. Michigan State is planning to resume competing later this week after postponing three straight games due to a COVID-19 outbreak within the men's basketball program. Coach Tom Izzo says the Spartans are planning to play at Rutgers on Thursday night. He expects shooting guard Joshua Langford and center Matty Sisko to be cleared to play the Scarlet Knights after both tested positive for the coronavirus earlier this month. Well, the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame announced Tuesday the 10 semifinalists for the 2021 Jerry West Shooting Guard of the Year Award, which includes University of Iowa sophomore Joe Wieskamp. It marks the third time in 5 seasons that a Hawkeye has been named a semifinalist for that award. Named after the Hall of Famer and 1959 NCAA Final Four Most Valuable Player, Jerry West, the annual honor is in its 6th year, recognizing the top shooting guards in Division I men's basketball. Wieskamp ranks 2nd on the team in scoring and rebounding. The native of Muscatine ranks 7th in the league in field goal percentage, making 50% of his attempts, and 14th in three-pointers, 15th in defensive rebounds per game. Wieskamp has scored in double figures in 11 of Iowa's 15 games this season and 56 career times. He became the 50th player in program history to score 1,000 career points on January 20th. Wieskamp has averaged 17 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists per game, making a combined 8 three-pointers over Iowa's last 3 contests. In late February, 5 finalists will be presented to Jerry West and the Hall of Fame Selection Committee. The winner of the award will be presented April 9th, along with the other 4 members of the men's starting 5. Iowa gets back to action on Friday night at number 19, Illinois. Tip-off is set for 8 o'clock in Champaign, and we'll have that game for you here on KJAN coming up on Friday. Iowa's Luka Garza, Creighton's Marcus Zagorowski, and Drake's Roman Penn have all been named to the midseason Lute Olson Award watch list. That award goes annually to the nation's top Division I player and is named in honor of the Hall of Fame coach Lute Olson, who won 776 games in 34 seasons, 10 of those spent at the University of Arizona, and also some memorable seasons with the University of Iowa. During that stretch, he led the Wildcats to 11 Pac-10 conference titles, 23 consecutive NCAA tournaments, four Final Four appearances, and a national championship in 1997. He also took Iowa to the Final Four in 1980. Olson is one of just 25 head coaches in NCAA history to win 700 or more games and ranks ninth on the Division I career victories list. He finished with a winning percentage of 731 and is the all-time winningest coach in Arizona history. He was named Pac-10 Coach of the Year seven times. He also guided Arizona to 20 consecutive 20-win seasons and is one of only three coaches in NCAA history to record 29 or more 20-win seasons. The recipient of that award will be announced in April. For the second week in a row, University of Iowa senior Spencer Lee has been named Big Ten Co-Wrestler of the Week. The conference made that announcement yesterday. Lee shares the award with Wisconsin's Eric Barnett. Lee, ranked number one at 125 pounds, pinned number nine Mitch McKee of Minnesota in a minute 53 seconds to lead top-ranked Iowa to a 35-4 win over the number 15 Gophers on January 22nd. Lee led 14-0 before he secured that fall, registering a takedown 31 seconds into the match and piling up 12 near-fall points. The first period fall was his second this season, 18th of his career, as Lee improved to 24-0 all-time in Big Ten duels and extended his winning streak to 25 matches. That weekly conference honor is the third of his career, the second for Iowa this season. The top-ranked Hawkeyes return to action. They'll host number 10 Illinois Sunday. That's an 11 a.m. start at Carver Hawkeye Arena. All-Pro quarterback Aaron Rodgers says that he doesn't think there's any reason that he wouldn't be back with the Green Bay Packers next season, but he added during his weekly spot on SiriusXM Radio's The Pat McAfee Show that his future isn't necessarily in his control. Rodgers was clarifying remarks that he made Sunday after the Packers' NFC Championship game loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Rodgers said after the game that there's a lot of guys' futures that are uncertain, myself included. There'll be no Class of 2021 at this summer's Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony at Cooperstown. No one received the required 75% of the vote. Curt Schilling was the lone player to receive at least 62%. He showed up on nearly 72% of the ballots submitted by the Baseball Writers Association of America. Barry Bonds was named on 61.8% of the ballots, Roger Clemens 61.6%, and Scott Rowland 52.9%. The highest first-year eligible player was Mark Burley at just 11%. It's the 19th time that the Baseball Writers Association has failed to elect a Hall member, and just the third time since 1971. With the Hall of Fame's era committees postponing their selection scheduled elections until next offseason because of the pandemic, there won't be a 2021 Hall class. The 2020 Hall class will be the guests of honor this year after their induction ceremony was pushed back due to the pandemic. Emotions ran high as baseball came together at Truist Park to honor the life and legacy of Hank Aaron. The one-time home run king and Baseball Hall of Famer died last week at age 86. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, Braves manager Brian Snitker, and Hall of Famer Chipper Jones spoke emotionally about Aaron's humble demeanor and the enormous legacy that he left behind. Snitker especially choked back tears as he remembered Aaron's affection for those who didn't possess his unparalleled talent, and Jones credited Aaron with helping persuade the Braves to take him with the number one pick in 1990. And also in baseball notes, JT Realmuto is staying put. Two people familiar with the deal tell the Associated Press that the Philadelphia Phillies and the two-time All-Star catcher have agreed to a five-year, $115.5 million contract. Realmuto's average annual salary of $23.1 million will become the highest for a catcher, topping the $23 million Joe Mauer averaged in a $184 million eight-year deal with the Twins for 2011 through 2018. Realmuto was acquired from the Marlins in a 2019 trade that sent right-hander Sixto Sanchez and catcher Jorge Alfaro to Miami. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.